When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody! Welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Real quick, guys, do me a favor. You know how we like to do this. Before we get started, don't forget to visit, share, and subscribe to our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode has had me excited all week long. And I am glad that you decided to join in the show today. I'm glad you decided to stop in and listen, or maybe you're watching this right now, maybe on Facebook or YouTube or X or LinkedIn. Or maybe you're going to go back and listen to this on Spotify or Amazon Music or Google Podcasts or maybe on Apple Podcasts. But either way, I'm glad that you're here today. I really am. And whether this is your very first time tuning in, your very first time listening to the show, let me take this moment to tell you thank you. I'm so glad that you're here, whether you found us by accident or maybe someone decided to tell you about the show. Either way, I'm glad that you're listening to the show. And you say, Travis, hold up. Man, I've been listening to the show ever since you've been streaming. You know what? Let me take this moment to tell you thank you. As a matter of fact, if this is your very first time listening to the show and tuning in, do me a favor, if you will. If this is your first time watching me and you're watching this, go ahead and type in the chat new, N-E-W. Go ahead and type the word new in chat. And if you're hearing this later and you're not watching this and you're hearing this later at a different time, go ahead and throw it in the atmosphere and say, I'm new. Yeah, connect with us and say, I'm new. I'm glad you're here. Guys, everybody from the Philippines to Spain to Canada to Great Britain to Vietnam to Mexico to Trinidad and Tobago to Portugal is listening to TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. And I'm glad that you're here too. Guys, listen, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop us an email. That's right. You can email us at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you said, Travis, man, listen, I know someone that has an inspiring story that would be great to come on your show, but I don't want to come on the show, man. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. Drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guess what? And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. There you go. Guys, listen, I want to go ahead and play some affiliate sponsorship information. I want to go ahead and get that out the way so we can dive into the show. Don't go away. We're coming right back. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. That's right. If this Thursday, you're coming in the show. Thank you. We'll be right back. I'm coming back, y'all.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo.
There it is, guys, right there. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is below, right there in the chat. And if you're not watching this, guys, listen up for that information. Guys, you've got to visit one of our affiliate sponsors, get some great deals. You may say, well, it's not too early to start shopping for the holidays. Either way it go, whether you buy something for someone else or for yourself, visit one of our affiliate sponsors. Guys, if you did not catch the topic of today's episode of what we're going to talk about today, guys, today's episode is... Dang it! I know! You're wondering where in the world Travis is going with this. I know right now you're thinking, I have no idea what this man is saying. Let me go ahead and put this picture up real quick. Yeah. Yeah. If that picture at any point has ever been you, where you were going through your life and you felt frustrated, you felt overwhelmed, and sometimes you felt like everything just sucked. Your life sucked, your job sucked, family sucked. It's just, you can fill in the blank. You can fill in the blank because everybody's going to respond to things differently. You feel like you're just walking on rocks. You're kicking thoughts running through your head, and it just feels like things just, darn it. Sometimes in life, we might take a look at where we are and wonder, what if we were further along than we are? Has anyone ever done that? I have. Have you ever kind of take a retrospective look at your life or introspective look at your life and say, you know what? I wish I was further along, or I should be further along than I am. Why is it this person is further along than me? I know I have a better skill set. I know things were, I know, like many, we all had our uphill battles in life. We fall and get back up again. We try and try again. And in those passing moments, we might feel disappointed, dissatisfied, and maybe even a little bit unfulfilled with life. So what do? We ask ourselves, what can we do about it? Tonight's special guest, guys, is a master hypnotist. He's a TEDx speaker, and he's also the author of the newly released book, Your Life Sucks, Here's How to Fix It. Let me show you that book that he's got, man, right here. He's also the author of this book. Let me bring it up because I want everybody to see it, and it is a good one. Guys, this is some good stuff right here. He's an author. He's been on the show before. He's not a new person to the show, as a matter of fact. There he is. He's the author of the book, Your Life Sucks, Here's How to Fix It. Guys, I want you to do me a huge favor. Please, if you will, give a huge TMG welcome to Master Hypnotist Jim Kellner. What's up, Jim, my man? How you doing?
Thank you, Travis. Good to see you again, my friend.
Oh, man, it is absolutely wonderful to see you on the show. Guys, you think Jim is brand new to the show, but Jim's not. He's been here before, and, man, he rocked the house. He dropped some nuggets on us, man. How's things been going with you, Jim?
You know, I sometimes I pinch myself, Travis. I can't believe my life right now. It's going so well. So well.
I love it. I like to hear things like that. And it is, guys. I've been following Jim on social media. I'm going to bring something up later. Jim, what y'all do not know is Jim's a funny guy. So I'm going to bring something up later, Jim. And I brought this up on purpose to surprise you. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to hold this for last, though, Jim. I am glad that you're back here in the studios once more. And the last time, though, the last time you were here, yeah. You challenged me and you challenged the audience to think differently about something. And the last time we were here, we had a conversation that was just simply amazing, Jim. And when we left, you challenged me and the audience and our listeners. And you challenged us. You said, why not me?
Yes.
Why not? You said, if something great is going to happen, why not you? And, man, you challenged my mind, challenged my thinking with that, Jim. And I was kind of headed in that direction. But you said, if something is going to great is going to happen to you, why not you? If something great is going to happen for anybody, for any of us, why not you? That is a whole episode all by itself, Jim. So now that you're back, let me tell you face to face, thank you for the challenge, Jim. I rose to the challenge, man. And the reason you're here, Jim, is because I kept rising to the challenge. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man. I told y'all you need a t-shirt. Why not me?
Yeah.
I'm going to get that no kidding. T-shirt, Jim.
No kidding. Yeah.
Jim, listen.
Yeah, it's so true. So many people, they just, you know, they think, oh, other people can do that. Other people, you know, not, I can't do that. They can do it. Man, if anybody else can do it, you can do it too. Trust me. I'm surrounded by all kinds of successful people now. And I'll tell you, they're no smarter than we are. They're no more talented. They just did the work. They just went for it. They believed in themselves, or at least faked it.
At least had us fooled. They had us fooled.
Exactly. Exactly.
And,
yeah.
And you left a huge impression on me with that, Jim. So thank you. I'm going to take you to your face. Thank you very much. So, and any of those that was out there listening, I know you left the same impression with them. Jim, I know a lot about you. A lot of people do not know, they may not remember. We have a lot of new listeners since the last time you were here. Do me a favor, briefly and quickly, remind everyone listening, Jim, what it is that you do and how long you've been doing this.
Well, so I've always been interested in hypnosis ever since I was a little kid, but I didn't believe in myself. And I looked at other people and was like, oh, you know, they can do it, but, you know, why me? You know, and also I'd watch, you know, Tony Robbins on TV and I'd want to be a speaker. You know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, but, you know, that's Tony. It's not me. And finally, I got to say about 15 years ago, I started thinking that way. Why not me? Why not me? And so, you know, I started just taking little steps at a time. And pretty soon I became a hypnotherapist. And then about 12 years ago, I became a stage hypnotist and then started doing speaking gigs. And I mean, my life, and then in the last few years, it's funny how these things happen, you know, it's like in the last few years, especially, man, I've just blown up, man. If you're in the hypnosis industry, you know who I am because I in the past 2 years, I don't know if I was doing this when I was on your show before, but I've actually co-founded two hypnosis conferences.
Wow.
In the past like 3 years. So I get the book done. And I mean, my life is just, it's crazy awesome. Crazy awesome.
Guys, listen, that whole thing, it wasn't a mantra. It wasn't just something he just said. He just asked the question, why not me? Man, it's taken off. Looks like you've been answering that question, Jim. But all the great things that's been happening in your life, it looks like you rose to that very same challenge. You challenged everyone here. And it looks like you also accepted your own talent, saying, well, why not me? If someone else can do it, why not Jim Kellner? Why not Travis Patton Singer? Listen, real quick, before we dive into this episode, I want you to put your name in the atmosphere. Just say your name. What's your name? Let me hear it. Yeah, let's say it again. There you go. Say your name. Type your name and say, now right behind your name, type, why not me? Yeah, if you're typing it in the chat, put it in the chat, and then right behind it, put, why not me? Yeah, say it again. Yeah, I hear you say your name. Yeah, why not me, man? Listen, I'm telling you guys, this guy brought a great challenge, and it's absolutely wonderful. Now, you've been, like you just said, you're meeting with a lot of business leaders and individuals who are doing very well for themselves, and you've met with people, and I've seen a lot of what you're doing online. From you've met with people as young as high school students. You're impacting high school students, business leaders around the world who sometimes, Jim, as you said, they feel stuck in life. And you would think that this person who's a business leader, they have an actual business. They're an entrepreneur and they feel stuck. They feel like they've gone as far as they can. They pick this roadblock. Or you got someone who's in high school or college, and they go, I know they said there are opportunities, but where do I go? What do I do? I got this peer pressure. My parents are pressuring me on this life. Society is pressuring me over here. No, so many different things that are pressuring me going on. Or maybe there's something that's going on with them emotionally or mentally, or some traumatic thing has happened to them, and they feel like, you know, my life just sucks. It's just nothing good ever happens to my life. Nothing good ever happens to me. If one thing good happens, then five things bad happen to me. You know, every one thing good happens, Jim, people say there's five more bad things that happen. But you talk to people as young as high school students and business leaders who sometimes, Jim, feel stuck in life. What are some similarities that if there are any that you have found when speaking to each group about feeling better about their lives, from youngest high school students to those businesses? Are there any similarities you found? If so, what are they?
Yeah. Real quick, I just want to say congratulations on the podcast. It looks like you've blown up. I mean, I'm looking at your guests and stuff and I see the subscribers, and I mean, you're really blowing up. So
thank you.
I love the positivity. So you ask about the, you know, the similarities when I'm working with, you know, like as young as like high school students and then business leaders. You know, I was just talking with a college student today that I'm mentoring. And, you know, you think, boy, you're 22 years old, you're in college. And I mean, you got the whole life ahead of you. Everything must be awesome. But no, he told me it sucks. I go, I'm sending my book. Whoa. Don't worry. So here's the thing. It's all relative. You know, so you may be, you know, you may be a business leader. You may be making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, but you're looking around going, oh, you know, number one comparison, you know, you're looking at everybody else around you, or, you know, they got the same kind of problems, you know, relationship problems, you know, their boss is hassling them or their business isn't doing as well as they thought, you know, high school students, all kinds of bullying going on and all the stuff there, absolutely. You know, and this is one of the common things that I would hear. And, you know, I would say it to myself, too, is, well, that's not me. You know, I'd say, well, hey, what have you tried this or that or something? Go, oh, well, that's just not me. And this drives me nuts. And I know I'm probably just playing semantics here. But when people say, oh, just be yourself. I hate that because, you know, my mom used to say it all the time. In fact, I think that like right early on, I say one of the chapter titles is My Mom and Genghis Khan. Because she would say her usual thing to say would just be, oh, just be yourself. You're having a bad day or something. Well, just be yourself. And I'm like, well, should, you know, like Genghis Khan, should he have just been himself? You know, serial Christian, maybe. And I hated my life. And I'm like, I don't want to be myself. I want to be anyone but myself. Like, yeah. In fact, I wanted to be an actor. One of the main, so here's the thing. When I got into acting, I got into it late. And so everybody else in there was really passionate about acting and they had started early on. For me, it was just my escape. I wanted to be anyone but me. That's what I wanted. And so if nothing else, so what this whole idea of, you know, why not me? You are not who you think you are. Mm. How do you even know who you are? If somebody says, just be yourself, what does that mean? Does that mean that pristine little baby that came out? Right when you were born, right. The one that suffered, you know, trauma in childhood, bullying, or you know, bad bosses, bad relationships, all the bruises, the scuffs, and everything. So I say you can reinvent yourself. You can reinvent yourself at any time.
Man, listen, I tell people this way: it's okay, or put it this way, starting over is okay. There's nothing wrong with starting over and reinventing yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. To me, starting over is like taking another breath. Just because you get out of breath doesn't mean you stop breathing. All you do is pause, catch your breath, and take another breath. There's nothing wrong with reinventing yourself. I love that, Jim. I told y'all this was going to be a good one. I told you, how many of us, Jim, I wonder, we stuck and we feel things stuck and we feel things suck about our lives all because we won't take that next breath. We won't do the next thing. We won't try the next thing.
Because that's not me.
Say that part right there, Jim.
Because that's not me. I'm not an author. I'm not a speaker. I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not good in sports. I'm not all these things. This BS that we tell ourselves.
Man, I told y'all, it Jim, we systematically have trained ourselves to be at limits. And yeah, I think absolutely. When I think about a person's life suck, or we feel like our lives things suck about our lives, I think about this experiment. Scientists did. They put a lot of, and you may have heard this before, they had this jar that they put a lot of fleas in a jar, and they put a lid on the jar, and they put the lid on the jar, the fleas could only jump so high. That first generation could only jump so high. Well, those fleas reproduced. Mm-hmm. When those fleas reproduced, and they took the lid off the jar, the next generation will only jump as high as the lid was. Now, this is the lid being off the jar. But we have trained ourselves and we have trained another generation that this is as far as you go. And we have people walking around frustrated, Jim. People are walking around, Jim, just like this.
Yeah, my life sucks.
Kicking rocks, my life sucks.
Yeah.
Darn it, dang it, or whatever you want to fill in the blank with. And all this person, look at this person's posture. Head hanging down. All you have to do is find ways to get your head up. Every obstacle is in the way. Instead of tripping over those rocks, you could step over those rocks. So, and Jim, people look at everything that's happening in the world and they say, well, I'm no better than that person, so my life sucks. You know, I'm no different than them, so my life sucks. And you began, you said, it's all about perspectives. It's all about how you view your own life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've just worked with like just highly successful people. You know, I remember this salesperson who was making about 200 grand a year.
Wow.
He could not rise up in his company because he was too afraid to stand up and speak at a meeting. So to give presentations, and that was what was required of him to go to that next level. And he's like, yeah, but he goes, well, he goes, because he knew I was a stage hypnotist and a speaker. And he goes, I'm not like you. You know, I'm really reserved. I'm really introverted. I'm like, dude, so was I. I wasn't always like this. You know, I had to train myself. I had to reinvent myself. I had to take another breath, you know, change that outfit. You know, every time you catch yourself, people saying that, well, I'm not like that person, or I'm not this, and I'm not that. Stop yourself and ask yourself, is it because you just haven't tried yet? I get that a lot. I get a lot of people that will say, like, with the going up on stage, well, I'm not like you. I'm not, guys, really. I'm telling you, I was terrified, terrified. Most performers are, when they first start, are terrified.
When I began my podcast, right? When I began this podcast, the way I am now, I was not this way. I was afraid to have my full personality show. I was terrified. And in my first episode, I remember saying, this is scary. I'm scared to do this, but I'm going to do it anyhow. And the more I got, more I started doing it, the more my personality began to come out. And the more I began to see that this is something I really enjoy doing. Yeah. How do you know you won't enjoy it until you try it? How do you know you won't be successful at it until you try it? If we keep saying it just sucks. And a lot of times, Jim, you know what? I was listening to that topic, the title of your book, and I was listening to your title of your book, Your Life Sucks. Here's How to Fix It. I was thinking about this, man. And Jim, a lot of times we use that as a reason not to even try.
Sure.
Because I'll suck at it. I promise you, I'll suck. Now, man, let's look. So I got you this.
Yeah.
We do, man. You know, as humans, if there's going to be an excuse, we will make it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, that is the sad thing about being a grown-up. You know, if you've got a kid, and what happens when it tries to walk and it falls down? You're like, oh, come on, you can do it, right? But now what if the kid fell down and was like, well, I guess walking isn't for me. You'd go pat him on the back and go, yeah, I guess you're just not a walker, are you? Here's your wheelchair. Right, exactly. You know, but when we become adults, we suddenly feel it, or even as we get older, you know, even, you know, like, I mean, probably about 10, 11, 12, we start to get that place where we think, well, you know, I should, you know, I don't want to fail. I don't want to look stupid, you know, but guys, I'm telling you, I remember the first time I was on rollerblades and I was like, oh my God, I will just, you know, I'm going to die. I'm never going to do this again. And then it became one of my favorite things. You know, you said, give it a try. I'd say, give it a try 10 times, really. And you're going to fail a lot in life if you want to be successful. That is the God's honest truth, man. You will not become, if you are not failing, That means you're not trying enough.
You're not trying. Listen,
yeah.
If you're not failing, you know what that means, Jim? You haven't tried enough. It doesn't mean you're not good at something. It means you haven't tried it enough. Because one of the key things about science, one thing I like about science, the scientific method, is this. The scientific method, it calculates for failure. It calculates for failure. And the only way we know the things that we know about science is because the failures happen before the success. Yeah. The reason we know planes fly the way they do, rockets go the way they do, is because you didn't see the failure. You see the success,
great point.
But you didn't see the failure.
You know, that's such a great point, Travis. And when you're talking that kind of failure, you don't see all the dead bodies because of it. The guys that jumped off mountains, right? You don't see those. They don't talk about those. You hear about the Wright brothers. You don't hear about everybody up until that point that did not fly. So that's a great point. I think I screwed up, buddy. I think we were recording, and I think I'm live. I think I'm actually live because I set up the socials. Because I'm seeing responses. I see my good buddy Sean over here. Sean Kostiak, we start somewhere. Is there a way to turn it off? I don't know. Sorry.
Well, you know what, Jim? Let it run.
Okay.
Let it run. And you know what? We'll get a double dose when it's straight. We'll get a double dose. So let it run. Let it run, right, Jim. Cool. Let it run. It's all right, good,
cool.
man.
Cool.
It's all good. But the cool thing is that we see the Wright brothers, but you know who we didn't see? The wrong brothers. We never saw them. You know why they never made it to the history book? Because they were the wrong brothers.
No, that's a great title for a speech or a book or something, man. The wrong brothers.
Made it to history. We don't know anything about them because they were the wrong brothers.
Exactly.
That's the reason why. Man, Jim.
Hey, I saw. Hold on.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Just 1 second. I didn't know you'd written a book also.
Right before starting the show, right before starting my podcast, I actually wrote the book. The book is like the prelude to the podcast. So I wrote a book, and it's called Always Inspired, Practical Ways to Live in This Madness We Call Life. And I wrote the book because I would like to do a lot of inspirational posts online. And I worked for this company, and I would make a lot of inspirational posts, motivational posts, and just send them throughout the entire company. And it got to a point where one of the general individual said, hey, look, you inspire the entire company every day. We look for that every day. They gave me an award. It's sitting here on my desk over there and on my table in my office. And they said, dude, where did you come up with this? That this is life's experience. These are things, I said, if you look at them, they're pieces of where I was in my life. And the whole point of the podcast, you know, Jim, is because I always wanted to have a voice, and I never had a voice. And I said, what can I do to give back to individuals who always felt they never had a voice and bring some inspiration? To those individuals may feel lost, left behind, and feel like no one cares and no one hears them. What can we do? And I remember at a point in my life, I just told myself, I just want to hear somebody say something good about me. I want to hear somebody say something good about me. And then one day it hit me. I said, why would I wait for someone to say something good about me when I can say something good about myself? Yeah. And my cousin had a saying she would do every Tuesday. He said, tell me something good Tuesday. I said, that's the name of the show. And so
there we go. I love the positivity. You know, your energy is just contagious. It's contagious.
Everybody says that, but it is natural. This is just how I am, man. Jim is think he's slick. He think he's gonna get out of this. No, Jim. This is on you. You're not slick, Jim. Oh no. You're not getting away from this because your book, man, your book, I'm gonna put it up again, guys. I'm not gonna stop putting this up. Your book, Your Life Sucks. Here's How to Fix It. Jim, I was reading over some of the information, the feedback that people had left you already on this book. Such great feedback. And your book is sort of a personal guide through your life. Because I heard you mention one of the chapters about name.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With your mom, how did your life's experiences help you write this book?
Well, it's very autobiographical. You know, a lot of the things that I write about, probably everything in this book is something I've actually dealt with myself also, to one degree or another. You know, and so, you know, I remember years ago, I thought, you know, I always wanted to write a book. And I thought I would call it Diary of a Loser. And so, and I tried to get the web domain for that, but it's already taken. Somebody else, I guess, already has Diary of a Loser. Because, man, I think some of us, we just start off, you know, kind of at a deficit. You know, we're not, you know, we've got, it's like things are maybe stacked against us as far as, and I mean, it wasn't a terrible childhood or anything like that. There wasn't, you know, major bad stuff going on, but it was just like, there were some challenges, and I had some bad, like, I guess, emotional baggage and things like that. I really wasn't. In fact, if I go back, you know, I think Travis has left the building. Hopefully he'll be back.
I'm still here. I'm not going nowhere.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I thought you might have be back there anyway. So I had all this stuff going on, and I sort of let it, like, if you'd have met me like 20, 30 years ago, probably wouldn't have liked me. I wasn't a very, the kind of person that I am today. And in fact, I have friends. I remember one friend from, you know, I'll say actually an acquaintance now, really haven't really spoken much, but I remember one time I had written something on Facebook, and I was getting in an argument with an old friend from high school, and he wrote something like, you may have everybody else fooled with this whole motivational speaking thing, but I know who you really are. I know what you're really like. And I'm like, dude, you have no idea who I am today. Because I am not, you know, I'm open to change. You know, so many people are stuck. They don't think they can change. Maybe they don't want to change, but I've totally reinvented myself. And I've literally helped thousands of people to change. So I'm not masquerading as a motivational speaker, motivational author. I really have helped people to change their lives. And that was just one of the really, really frustrating things that I ran into when, you know, because people have these labels that they only remember you as this one type of person.
Right.
Just not that guy anymore.
Yeah. People, I've often learned to say this to Jim, people will always place you in a box or label you for what's comfortable for them.
Totally.
They will
always
label you or place you in a box that's comfortable for them. Friends, look at it this way. If you are moving, let's say you're moving and you're in this room, you're moving, and there are boxes everywhere. There's boxes everywhere, and they all need to be moved. No matter what, the boxes have to be moved, right?
Yeah.
And on these boxes, they're all labeled. They're labeled which room they go to. Some will say kitchen, some will say the living room, some will say the bathroom, or whatever. The boxes all have labels on them. And right beside the boxes, it will say pillows. Which box are you going to pick up? The one that says pillows or the one that says dishes that you know are heavy? You're going to pick the box that has the pillows in it. What I'm saying is people will always go for the box that's comfortable for them. So yeah. If they can put you in a pillow box that's comfortable for them to carry around, they will carry you as a pillow for the rest of their life. They will always put you in a box that allows them to carry you for the rest of their life as that person. Because if they put you in the box where it's heavier, where it's going to require something of them, where it's going to require change on their part, they don't want to put you in that box, Jim, because that box requires that they change. It doesn't require that the contents change. It requires that they change. And anytime people are required to change to deal with you, they don't want to deal with you. I don't care who they are, how well they say they know you, be your 20-year-old friend or a 20-minute-old friend. If it requires them to change, Jim, they're not going to do it. They always put you in the box that's comfortable for them to carry.
Yeah.
Always, yeah, you know,
there's a huge, and here's the thing. That's fine. If that's who you want, if you want to remain who you are, that's fine. I find it challenging. But also on the other hand, I mean, it must be very nice because you don't have to feel like you have to push yourself to do anything new. Right.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you got that. And I think there's, you know, throughout history, there's probably been two types of people, the people that did the same old stuff. And then the people that were like, no, I'm going to go innovate. I'm going to go change stuff. I'm going to change myself so that I can change stuff. And so I think the thing that was really frustrating about this particular friend was I can remember back. I mean, we're talking 40 years. He and a bunch of my other friends made fun of me because I would talk about Anthony Robbins because I'd stay up late, you know, and watch his seminars and they'd make fun of me like, you know, because I'd say, oh, I really want to do that someday. And they're like, but you're a loser. What are you going to talk about and all this? And I'm like, yeah, wow. I know I'm a loser, but maybe someday. No, you're a loser. You'll always be a loser. And it was just like great friends, right?
Yeah.
So I let him go.
That self-deprecating does not work at all. What are some things, though, in your book, and we've been talking about the title, I kind of want to dive in some into the contents of it.
Yeah.
Because the title itself really just kind of grabs you. What are some things you can share from your book, Jim, that you feel might help those who might be feeling things kind of suck in their lives, and they're unsure what to do next? What are some things that you can share from your book, my man?
You know, number one, just realize you really can change. I've helped so many people change who, and then afterwards I'll go, I didn't think this would work. I didn't think I could change. Really, seriously, anybody can change. There's this whole BS about you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I mean, that's even been disproved by science. You can learn something new. You know, so I've kind of put the stuff in order, and I'll just kind of show you. Like chapter 3 is, hold on, let me find the, it's called Damn I'm Pretty. Your words are powerful. How many of you are going through life and you're putting yourself down at every chance and you don't even think about it? You probably don't even realize you're doing it right now, but I want you, if you will, for the next week or two, I want you to think about the way you're talking to yourself, because the way you talk to yourself has an impact. So if you're saying, instead of why not me, if you're saying, yeah, why me? Why would anybody want me? Why would somebody want to date me, hire me? You know, why would, you know, invest in me? I want you to stop thinking, just stop yourself, become aware of it. I tell a story in here about, you know, I would wake up in the morning and it was a barrage. It was like being in a abusive relationship with myself. I'd get out of bed and go, oh, you lazy son of a, you know, you overslept again. And then I go to the bathroom and I look in the mirror and, oh, you fat slob. I drop my keys. Oh, you idiot. I mean, just throughout the day I was doing this. And honest to God, Travis, I teared up at some points during this because I thought about how cruel I was to myself, right? I mean, it's had this just so cruel to myself. And you know, I wasn't that bad. I wasn't as awful as I thought I was. So that's one of the main things is just is start talking more positive to yourself, or at least just stop yourself. You know, when I say, oh, you fat slob, go, you know what? Hold on. You know what? You're not that bad. You know, you can do something about that if you do, you know, maybe you could do something, you know, just reframe it in a different light. That's exactly. One of the biggest things that I would say to do.
Absolutely. You know,
and then,
go ahead, man.
No, go ahead. I was just filling time. Cause I didn't think you were saying anything.
Yeah. What you were saying, man, is those are things, Jim, a lot of people, I even struggled with those. I tell people, and I don't know, people look at me and I don't know if they believe me, but I tell them, I said, there was a time I didn't even enjoy seeing my reflection in the mirror. I tried to avoid mirrors because I didn't like myself. Yeah. I didn't like who I was. And I would ask myself that very thing. Why would someone want to be around me? I don't want to be around me. I'm not a good person. I make a mistake. I'd be like, oh, man, you're such an idiot. Dude, you're such an idiot.
Exactly.
You made the mistake because you're an idiot. You're a bonehead. Dude, nobody. And I would say those words, and if something negative were to happen, I would be like, it happened because of me. It failed because, you know, you would, if I was on someone's team, you would have won if you didn't have me on your team. I mean, I felt like I was that black cat, you know, I was that kid. Don't the black cat cross your path. Well, if I cross your path, something's bad about to happen. And I felt so bad. I felt so bad about myself. And people now they tell me, they said, man, your energy is palpable. Because I spent so many days trying to get a genuine smile. I spent so many days fighting to be really genuinely happy that when I found it, Jim, when I began to make those changes and those decisions, Jim, if you try to take me back, I'll fight you before I go back, Jim. I will physically fight you before I go back to that mindset. Don't go back. Okay. We're not going backwards. We're not going back. And I promise you, Jim, it's much better thinking. And I'm not talking about, we're not talking about thinking that you're better than somebody else. We're talking about thinking you're better than the person you were. There's nothing wrong with thinking that you're better than the person you were. So Jim said, the first thing Jim said, man, you get realized that, man, you do deserve better. You can think better about yourself. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. So, and Jim, at what point, though, I know you, this is not your first book that you've written.
Yeah.
So at what point did you decide with all these wonderful things about, you know, people look at their lives now, Jim, have survived COVID, then went through COVID, then went through so many different things. There's a lot of social unrest, financial unrest. People don't know if they're going to have a job tomorrow. They don't know if they have a career next week. Children, I mean, everything is just like this, pouring in.
Yeah.
You turn the news on this year. You turn this on. Social media is coming at you. The barrage of things on social media, the barrage of things on radio, everywhere. And it just seems like it's common. People will say, well, my life just sucks. At what point did you decide it was the right moment to share the things that you do in your book?
I've been thinking for a long time, you know, because I think like I think we have similar kind of a path, you know, and I think this happens a lot of times with people like us that we're so passionate about helping other people because we know how difficult it is. You know, we know. Oh, I'm going to start tearing up in just a second. We remember that pain that we went through and we want to help other people. And so, I mean, I've been writing this book really in my mind for 40 years, right? I mean, you know, every time it's funny, you know, like, but it was especially about 12 years ago. And you know, my other book was more of a, something I wanted to give to clients when they came to see me for hypnosis. So I could save a lot of time and to go here, read this. I don't have to tell you all this stuff because you're doing a lot of things, you know, that you can fix with this. This one, your life sucks is more intended for, you don't have to use hypnosis. You can just do this on your own. And so But it was about, it actually started this book during COVID, and it started off, the title was going to be called hashtag be better. Cause that was kind of my thing for a while. It was just, cause I'm always, I don't know if you're familiar with the term Kaizen from the Japanese. Mm-hmm. It means constant improvement, you know, small incremental changes. Yeah. That's all I'm looking for. I'm not looking to make huge strides anymore. That was my failures in the past. You know, you know, I get up in the morning. Oh, I got to go run a mile. Oh, I do a quarter mile. Well, I suck at this. I'll never do this again. Right. Cause I hadn't ran. Right. Now it's more like, hey, I can go for a 20-minute walk. Yeah, that's doable, right? Yeah. And so it's been there, and I started looking around, and then the title changed, honestly, because of a Facebook post. Somebody close to me, I saw a Facebook post, and they've been posting the same kind of garbage all the time about how their life sucks. And, you know, like not necessarily saying that, but, you know, they're having relationship problems that they want to broadcast. And they're having financial problems. They want to broadcast. And, you know, what you focus on in life, folks, is what you will get more of. So,
Say it again, Jim.
What you focus on in life is what you will get more of. And this doesn't mean you turn a blind eye to it, pretend it's not happening, but go, you know what? Yeah. Okay. I'm having a crappy relationship. What can I do differently? You know, and stop living that. And so finally, I saw this post and I was like, your life sucks. Here's how to fix it. And I was like, that's the title. That's the title right there. You know? So that's how that came about.
All right. So my cousin used to, Chantel Patton. She is a life coach. Hey, what's up, Coach P? I know you're listening. So she used to have this thing every Tuesday called Tell Me Something Good Tuesday. That's how I came up with the title. You saw a post online. Kim, we do. I keep telling y'all guys, we got a bond in there, man. He's right. So the book, I want to pick it up in here again. So the book highlights a lot of practical means to work past what individuals feel suck about their lives. In your speaking with so many, have you found this to be kind of something in common where people feel like things just kind of suck about their life?
You know, and so this, and I've had some people say, well, my life doesn't suck, so that this isn't for you, man. I'm like, you're right. It's not for you. It's very much, you know, you find your tribe, right? If your life sucks, this book is for you. But if just one area of your life sucks, then this book is for you.
Absolutely.
These are the things. Because I had a list, during COVID, I had a list of about 30 different things that I was going to cover. I was like, that book is way too big. You know, we can always do a version two. How about we start off with the nine things that I see most often. When I say most often, it's with my clients, it's with myself, and with, you know, the people around me, friends, family, colleagues, all of them. And so I really kind of distilled it down to that, because one of the things I want to say too, when people buy this book, I want you to take your time with it. You know, I used to read countless self-help books, and it was that somebody used a great term for it the other day, but it was you get that literary high or something. Anyway, it's basically you're getting a high off going, oh yeah, I'm getting that dopamine hit, I'm getting that serotonin because I'm, oh, this is good, and then we forget it, right? We just, oh, that was good. You know, you look back at this book a couple years later and go, oh yeah, what was in there? So I really want people to take their time. Take that first, and I explain that in here. Take your time, scribble on the book, dog ear the pages, do all those things, and then there's exercises after each item so that you can really take your time, dive in, and make those changes before moving on. At least get started on the change. You know, start talking to yourself better before you move on to stopping blaming the world for all your crappy life. You know?
I heard someone say, you know, that one of the ways to change things in a room, in a house, or with a person, it takes more than one message, one good idea, one good thought. It can be one good thought, but you have to continue to mull that thought over and turn it over every day. It may be one sentence that someone has said, but you have to continue to practice that one positive thing over and over and over. Just one time, it just one time is not going to change everything that 40 years have packed down.
Totally right.
That 18 years have packed down. And you've got 18 years of believing you suck and your life sucks, or 20 years, just because you hear one message like this, something like this, you go back and play it again. Read the book again. Go ahead and play it again. Download it on Spotify. Listen to it on Apple Music, whatever, but on Pandora, whatever. Hear it over and over and over. I leave it up on my social media page on Facebook. Go back and play it again. Get Jim's book. Read it again. Do the studies behind it and do it again. I've answered those questions. You answered those questions with the first mind before you read it. After you read it, answer them again because your perspective would have changed. And then at that time, do it again because your perspective would have changed again. But it takes more than once to do it. Oh, I got it. I'm good to go. No, you're not. My failure, Jim, was I believe once I heard one positive message, I'm good.
Yeah.
I never immersed myself into it. I never took it as I never took ownership and said, this has to be for me. This has to be for me. And when you when you repeat it in your life, that's you taking responsibility. That's you taking ownership of it. Just we're not saying positive things is going to change your life overnight. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is you take those words, you change what you've been saying about yourself, and you continue to say something positive about yourself. You take ownership of how you feel about yourself. There are going to be things, Jim, that you and I both know that will happen that we cannot control, out of our control. Yeah. But take ownership of how you feel about you. Never let someone else have the last words of how you feel about yourself. Yep, I'm going to hit rewind on that and say it again. Never let someone else have the last words on how you feel about yourself. Jim, you've been doing this for a long time. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, and you are a hypnotist. Now, I got to ask you now, I know you're an author. I know you're a great speaker, but you're a hypnotist. You're a hypnotherapist, right? I got to ask this, man. I'm sorry. I've seen some of your events, Jim. I've seen some of your events, man. What would you say? And I know you got a funny bone in you.
Yeah.
What would you say, Jim, are some of the most memorable or funniest events you've had?
Okay. So let me start with the funniest, and then I'll show the most memorable. So the funniest was I've been doing this bit for a long time. And I won't go into great detail, but I'll just say that I make a guy lose a body part, and a very important body part. And I've been doing this bit, and you know, I don't do that at corporate shows, of course. It's at the comedy clubs or bars and stuff. Especially when I first started. And so I'm like a year into this doing these shows, and I'm still not. So I'm a year into this, and I'm still not. I'm like, I don't know if this is really. And maybe these people are just faking up here, you know, because it is pretty crazy. It's so different. But I tell this guy, you know, on the count of three, that part is missing. You can't find it. It's gone.
Oh my god, and,
dude, Travis, it was first time this ever happened. 1, 2, 3. The guy starts crying, literally crying, which is the correct response, I might add. It's the correct response. I would do. But the audience, of course, they erupt. Oh, my God, that's hilarious. And I'm feeling terrible, trying not to laugh. And he's panicked. And I'm like, and so I immediately sleep. And, you know, you'll get it back. It'll be better than ever and all this stuff. And I will never forget that. And it was after that when I said, oh, this is legit. Because he was crying. He was literally crying. It was crazy. Crazy.
Oh my gosh. I needed to see is that somewhere online, Jim? I need to see that.
I have a couple of those links. I'll see if I can find them and I'll
I need to see it. Jim, I need to see that one.
I don't know if I you know, for some reason I probably didn't ever found that. I never made that clip. I should have. That's definitely one that should have been made.
Yeah, Jim, that should have made the cut.
That yeah, that definitely should have made the cut. Yeah.
So what's definitely one of your most memorable ones?
So, and this is, you know, it's funny. We typically, the people that come up on stage, you know, people will say, oh, you can't hypnotize me because you can't make me sing like Taylor Swift, right? And I'm like, well, not everybody is going to be Taylor Swift hypnotizable in 5 minutes. That's just the way the world is. Everyone can experience hypnosis because it's really based on sleep and brain patterns. But anyway, but we typically get a certain type of person, and they're most often they're more extroverted. They kind of want to perform anyway, so you're just kind of releasing them a little bit. It's like they've had a few drinks, right? But I had this young lady come up, and I could tell she was very shy, very introverted. And so I had this one thing that I like to do is I make somebody a motivational speaker. And I was like, or a demotivational speaker. I tell them that they have to demotivate the audience. The audience is too motivated. This girl's about 13, 14 years old. And I'm like, man, I don't know if it's going to work. She's very, very shy and introverted. Dude, she pops right up. And she just goes into it, gives this great talk. People are cracking up. And so the best part, though, the next day, I get a message on Facebook and she says, thank you so much. I never would have thought that I could do that, that I could perform like that on stage. And because I'm so shy, I'm so introverted. I'm like, yeah, I know. And she just was so effusive in her praise and just so thankful that I opened up her eyes to the possibility.
That is absolutely wonderful. I can see why that would be memorable, because you probably unlocked something about her. I guarantee you she's probably doing a whole lot better at this point, man. I mean that.
Yeah.
I've seen you, like I said, you've been to, you know, schools and other venues. What are some ways that you could be contacted if someone wanted to reach you?
Probably the best way is going to my website, jimkellnerhypnotist.com. jimkellnerhypnotist.com. That's two L's with an N in there somewhere too. I've got a contact thing on there. You can book appointments with me, book me for shows, all that stuff.
Okay. Well, let's see. Can we pull up your website right here and share it with everybody? There it is right there. Perfect. There it is right there. I love this guy. Here you go. Home, shop now, learn, work with Jim. New book. There it is. It's new book. Pull it. Clap on that real quick. And it comes up. Shows all the social sites where you can reach him. Here it is right here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good stuff.
Oh, I got to update. Oh, I got to update it still.
Oh, that's good.
The old event. That's the old one. Yeah.
Perfect. Home. There we go. So even a little chat with us section right here. So you can chat with Jim. So absolutely fantastic, guys. Jim, this has been an absolutely wonderful thing. There's the website right there, guys. www.jimkellnerhypnotist.com. That's Jim Kellner. That's two L's, not one. jimkellnerhypnotist.com. I'm going to leave that up there for a moment. Jim, before I go into thanking you for being on the show, I want to tell you this, Jim. I was on Facebook the other day. Guys on social media the other day. And someone said something that you would like that your wife and I would not agree with. They said that pineapple does not belong on pizza. And I said, no.
Thank you.
Pineapple absolutely belongs on pizza. Guys, Jim is an advocate for a pineapple not belonging. I'm not here for that conversation. He's an advocate.
I'm insulted.
He's an advocate for pineapple not belonging advocate. On pizza.
That's what I am.
I think he's gonna start this That's whole right. group. No pineapple on pizza.
Hey, Nicole. Nicole, Nick, nice to see
Guys,
you on
listen.
Here.
If you like your pineapple on pizza, put an emoji, a heart emoji in the chat for me. Put a heart emoji. If you like pineapple on pizza, put a heart emoji or a pineapple emoji in chat, because I personally like pineapple on pizza. As a matter of fact, Jim, if you do pineapple and jalapenos together, sweet heat is delicious. It is absolutely delicious. So I wanted to throw that in at you. I told you I was going to do it at the end.
Nicole Nick just put a heart and a pineapple. It's unforgivable. Unforgivable. I'm blocking. Triggered and reported. I'm calling Zuck.
It's delicious.
So many of you.
Or even better, barbecue pizza with pineapple. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Jim, guys, I want to thank you so much, man, our STEM guest, guys, our hypnotist friend, author of the book, Your Life Sucks, Here's How to Fix It, our guest, Jim Kellner. Jim, what is something, I like to ask all my guests, what is something you might say to someone listening who feels they are dealing with those things that suck in their life?
Number one, no, you're not alone. Trust me. I have worked with literally thousands of people as a hypnotherapist coach. And I'm telling you, people, you look at their lives. I mean, people that you look at and you go, well, they're very successful, beautiful women who think they're ugly. You know, people who are doing really well in their careers and still not enough. So number one, you're not alone. And number two, you can change, but it has to be something really. This is the big message I always like to tell people. This is another one of my big messages. Small changes. It's these big change. Everybody wants to make this big, huge change because that's what we see on the talk shows. Right. We watch Oprah. You know, we see it's not sexy. It's not glamorous to lose, you know, 20 pounds in a year. It's got to be 20 pounds in 4 weeks. Right. That's what we see on TikTok or on Facebook. Wow. Look at my new program. I lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks. No, most people that make change, it's small incremental change. That's what I've done. Seriously. I did not start off here. I was not this smooth and sophisticated on the mic like this. I was like this. I was like, hello, and thank you for watching my video. You know, go back and look at my first YouTube videos. They're awful.
Mine were better, man. My first episode was like, hi, my name is Travis Patton. Thank you for watching TMG.
Yeah.
I was like, I look at it now, I kind of cringe and go like, ooh, was that me?
I know. Yeah. I love it, though, because then people can see your growth, you know, and people like that. Just start, guys. Ooh, just start. Do something. Stop thinking.
That
just
part
start.
Right there. Just start. Start. You'll never know if you could finish if you never start. How do you know you won't complete it? I'll never be able to finish. How you know till you start? Well, that's not for me. How do you know till you start? Well, I don't know. You haven't started yet. Don't we spend a lot of time, Jim, talking ourselves out of a good start? Out of a good start.
Oh, yes.
Out of a good start.
Absolutely. Guys, absolutely.
Go ahead.
But you know, when you stop doing that, you're going to be amazed at what you can accomplish. When you stop doing that to yourself, you know, when I started the hypnosis conference, I didn't know how to do a hypnosis conference, but you learn as you go. That's the way. So everybody thinks everybody else has all the answers. No, I didn't know these things. I had to build an app to learn how to build an app. You know, I had to write a book to learn how to write a book. I weep for you people. I want you to get what you want out of life. And you can if you just start.
Guys, if there was nothing else that you got out of that, just start. God, listen, whether you are dealing with the fallout of life's issues or some decisions that didn't go your way, or just maybe just don't like where you are right now in your life. Maybe it was some traumatic thing that happened to you. Maybe someone that you trusted betrayed you or whatever it is, and you begin to feel like your life sucks. Whatever it is, maybe you just don't like where you are in your life right now and you feel something about it sucks. Maybe one of the first things we can try is see life from a new perspective. Not just a different one, but a new perspective. Abandon what we have and do a new perspective. It won't change everything immediately, but who knows? It might just make the difference that we need. Guys, we got to get out of here. Jim, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. Thank you, everybody who's watching, joining. Guys, listen, We get out of here. I know you want us to stay, but we got to go. You can join in right here every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Or you can stream on your favorite platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, guys, Pandora, and so many more. We got to get out of here. Jim, thank you so much for being part of the show today. As always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. We got to go. Peace.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.